is all very fine, but I can show you a better time. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Greetings, Xenophiles. On this day in 1965, John Lennon passed his driving test, which is why you heard that. 102 years ago today, Marconi began the first regular radio transmissions from Essex in England. And thank God for Marconi, or else you wouldn't be hearing this right now. On this day in 1950, the cartoon character Charlie Brown made his debut. And happy birthday to Galileo Galilei. Guess how old he is? 460. I don't think he's still with us. Be surprised. On Tuesday, we lost the second British broadcasting legend already this year, Steve Wright. Brits listening to this will know who I'm talking about. And if they listen carefully, they might get my subtle tribute. Keep your ears peeled. Our guest this week, Revisit. He was on the show 3 years and 11 days ago. Yeah. When we were in lockdown. So it's his second time on the show now, but it's your first time in the studio. Is it what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's very pink.
Yeah, it's okay here. Yeah. Nice to be back.
Yeah, a lot has happened since we last spoke. Let's get started. So we have Robin Uifalush. If I haven't forgotten how to say your name.
It was almost perfect.
Almost perfect. All right, I'll work on it. So, yeah, now then. The question, for people who didn't hear the last time, I'm going to start with my usual first question, even if it's, I've asked you before. Robin Uifalush, who do you think you are?
I think I'm a culture manager. I'm a representative of my country. And these days, I'm also a parent.
Uh-huh. You see, that's part of the news, yeah? And let's go on about this now, then. We've, in the last 3 years, quite a lot has happened. Professionally, personally, on a global scale and on a more local one. Let's just shoot forward a little bit and we don't have the usual chapters. We don't have the throwback. We don't have the childhood because we did that last time. But we will just go into this generic backing music. So since the last time we spoke, which was in February 2021...
Hard to believe.
Isn't it just, yeah, we were kind of in lockdown was this new thing right then. It was, we were sort of, got COVID. This is different. And we've already forgotten about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the major changes which happened in the meantime that 2 years ago we got out of it. And even as culture institutes, we can just work as usual. Like everyone else, we are not restricted anymore. And for us, it's crucial because we do a lot of international exchanges and stuff. So mobility is very important for us.
So how did it affect what you were doing? I mean, did you basically shut everything down or did you move initiatives online? Or how did you cope with it?
I mean, there were, I think what was important, we basically, and all probably cultural institutions, we had two seasons. One of it was kind of summer or prolonged summer season, where basically we could do things outside and people could meet.
Right.
And the winter was somehow more closed, which would be probably more from, let's say, October until March.
Right.
But still we found our ways, for example, exhibitions were possible at the time, but not so much film screenings with audience and people sitting in the room.
Yeah.
So you had formats which you could do, and you had formats which were simply impossible.
So what did you do? Did you just give up?
No, not at all. Actually, we had time for something else. We, for example, back then we printed our map, which was called Drumbun, and it was actually about heritage of socialist architecture in Romania.
Nice.
And yeah, those were kind of outputs which we wouldn't probably focus so much because we would do more events and stuff. So we just redirected. Definitely, there was more online events, so guests we would normally rather invite here and they would come. It was more kind of online dialogue between Czechia and Romania, so that was another way.
Maxing out the Zoom subscriptions, yeah. Then.
That's true.
Man, hey, if we'd bought shares in Zoom, back in about 2019, we'd have been rich. Suddenly everybody switched to Zoom. No one had heard about it.
Yeah, Zoom, Teams.
And then, boom, Zoom was everywhere. Yeah. And now it seems like Teams is taking some of the heavy lifting there. More corporate, I think corporations tend to use Teams because they're tied into Microsoft. And I say this about Teams, it'll be nice when it's finished. It still feels a little bit, prefer Zoom, but let's not go on about that. So, other things that happened in your personal life, your family got bigger.
Yeah. I mean, apart from having a dog, we have a daughter. The boy is on the way, so it's also intense in this respect. A lot of joy and a lot of responsibility.
We know what you were doing during lockdown.
Yeah, we were working hard in culture.
Working very hard in culture. But how much of that was when you said during the down period? I'm curious to know if were there times when you were thinking, there's literally nothing we can do. How am I going to fill the space and fill up the day? Or were you thinking, you know what, there are new ways to do things? And at any point were you panicking, thinking, oh my God, everything stopped?
Yeah, I think there were, I remember that the first kind of season when it came, which was, let's say, March 2020, and this first spring where, you know, we all remember that we could hardly even go out to the park and stuff, yeah, because everything was closed. So that was really kind of tricky period because everything kind of shifted and we had to mentally kind of changed. And then summer came, we did CinemaScope Festival, which is kind of big festival on the coast and stuff. And then I think during this first half year, we were able to kind of transform also mentally and just do stuff differently and introduce different formats.
Uh-huh. And what was your biggest success since the last time we spoke 3 years ago? What's the thing that really stands out for you that I achieved that? Apart from a child.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually hard to say, but I will just stay with the photography I gave you. I was really happy with the collectives exhibition we did actually last year for Timișoara 2023.
Listen up, look, listeners, look carefully. These are the photographs that Robin just gave me, and they're amazing. Continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, what I like about it is that we managed to kind of combine the, let's say, international aspect of one Czech photographer, but also tailor it to Romanian context. And he went actually to all six Czech villages, Czech communities, which are living in Banat. And he did what he does over years all around the world, kind of very cute, humorous collective portraits. He was working with the communities and really a beautiful exhibition came out of that. And we were basically working on that the last year, so it's still fresh in the memory.
Of the photographs, I mean, it's this is good radio talking about photographs, right? One of them is a picture where it looks like half the village is all lined up in this pose, and you've got the village in the foreground, and in the background you've got the wind turbines, and it's this kind of juxtaposition. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And then in the other one you've got the hunters surrounding a Lamborghini, and it all looks a little bit Mândrie și Beton, that one. but again, interesting photograph. Tell me the story. Will you tell me the story about the one with the Lamborghini?
Lamborghini
the
story.
Story you just told me.
That he kind of kept promising to hunters from one Czech village that he will bring them a Lamborghini and they will take a picture together. And when he managed after 2 years, they took a picture, all was great. And several weeks afterwards, he realized that actually the dog, who was somehow also involved in the picture, scratched the seat in the car.
Oops.
So then he had to deal with the owner, which wasn't so much fun.
I can imagine. Yes, because I imagine that's an expensive thing to repair.
Yeah, probably.
You can just like to replace it with a bit of tape or get a seat from a dacha and throw it in. No one's going to know. No one's going to know the difference. But yeah, so that exhibition of those photographs is still happening or it's over now?
It's over now. It's over for us, let's say, because it was Timișoara in Bucharest. But we had several offers from Romania to go on, but we just stopped. But next time it will go actually to those villages back. So it will go to...
Right.
To their own kind of joint culture event, which will be probably in the summer, and then they all reconnect, the people who are there and so on.
Thinking back to the Mândrie și Beton idea, are you going to make a book of it?
I think that's more on the photographer. I think this exhibition kind of portrays, let's say, 10 years of his work, so maybe at some point he will do it, but I think only he knows when this moment will come.
Okay, so it's entirely up to him. Yeah, that's fair enough. We're going to talk a little bit later about other initiatives and musical ones as well. And we chose this date today for a reason, because there's something we want to talk about, but we'll do that later. Speaking of music, now then, it's time to play your first piece, right? Now, your first piece of music, Nicole Bokova, I guess, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Now, the title of the track makes me think I can guess why you picked it. It's called Happy to Be Three. Was this anything to do with the fact that suddenly...
Actually, I don't know. I think, you know, one meaning is obvious, but I think it can have also other meanings, and I don't know what Nicole meant, but I chose her because she was here last year. She had quite a nice concert in Greenhours and then in Brasov, and she's a great composer, pianist, and since we will be talking about the Czech music later, I thought it's a nice introduction.
Let's go. Let's do this. No, you can introduce it. Who is it?
Nicole Bokova and the song Happy to Be Three.
Let's listen.
Thank you. gather around Radio Gorilla.
Welcome back. Expat Life with Robin Uifaluishi. I'll keep saying it till I get it right.
It's okay. It's right.
Good. So, let's talk about, because we now spoke about during the how you coped with during the pandemic and how things changed. Now, what's happening now at the Czech Center?
What's happening now? I mean, you know, our work is basically kind of diverse puzzle of activities. So I will just mention a few examples that you can pick what you like.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one things we typically do in the Czech Center are the in-house activities. So we, for example, organize film and documentary screenings with discussions. So one of them is actually now preparing, we are preparing for March. Then we are quite involved in several partnership projects. And one example of that can be that actually what comes quite close is the second anniversary of the war in Ukraine. So one of the things we are preparing is actually the documentary screening Photophobia in Elvire Popescu with discussion together with the festival One World Romania.
Oh, okay.
So that's another activity. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, this year as a country, we celebrate the year of the Czech music. So we will bring more bands and artists to Romania. And one of them is actually the upcoming concert of Trio Boemo in Bucharest. Actually, first in Iași at Classics Festival and then in Bucharest.
And we spoke about the Classics Festival in Iași when we had Dragoș on a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't realize at the time that there's a kind of there's an outpost of it happening in Bucharest. Yeah? There's just the one event which is part of this festival which is happening here in Bucharest, which gives it some visibility. Because, Iași is nice and everything, but it's quite far.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of got to this point in a way that we actually had a great cooperation with Classics since 2020. So we know each other. They always choose kind of great artists, very, very kind of thoughtful dramaturgy. They have really good quality concerts in Iași. And this year, since we are celebrating the year of the Czech music, and they actually would like also to introduce themselves to a Bucharest audience, we said, like, let's go for a joint concert together.
Okay.
And that will happen on February 26th.
Right. We will discuss more about sort of the Czech music in general, because, as you say, it's the year of Czech music. Was this just picked at random, or is there a reason why this year is the year for Czech music?
It usually comes once in a decade, so it was here 10 years ago, but this year is actually connected to Bedřich Smetana, which is one of our big names, classical composer, who was born, guess how much, 200 years ago.
Okay, that's a nice easy round number.
Yeah.
Right, so that makes sense to tie the event to that. And you mentioned earlier, you said partnerships. You said, but with whom? Partnering for what? To do what? To achieve what?
Yeah, I mean, actually, as I said, it's a diverse puzzle. And at one time, it can be with One World Romania, which is one local partner, which is very close to us for years. And, partnership can consist of us covering, for example, part of the cost for the festival, but also, for example, offering our venue for part of the program of the festival in Bucharest.
Right.
And something similar actually happens with Classics Festival in Iași, where we kind of invite some of the Czech artists for their festival, and we just come together, everybody covers certain part of the cost, and at the end, we have a great experience for the local audience.
Right. Okay. Apart from, obviously, music's going to be a big focus, right, this year. What else? Are you doing more photography, more other kinds of exhibitions, more conferences, more non-musical things? Because we'll talk about the music after. But what else are you doing right now?
Actually, right now, February, it's really what I said, those couple of events we are planning. And, you know, I think every institute has certain niche. I think we are more focused on film and documentary. Throughout the year, somehow we have more tradition in that. We organized in March Echoes of Jihlava Documentary Festival. We have our Documentary Mondays and Fiction Tuesday cycles. We also like to be not only in Bucharest, but go out. And one of our biggest activities out of the capital is actually Festival Cinemascope, which happens in Eforie Sud every summer.
Right.
And that's also partly film festival, but we like to say that it's not only the film festival, that it's kind of multi-genre festival with music, with theater, with different kind of formats.
Because it's on the beach, right? It's just a big old party by the sounds of it.
No, it's actually open air cinema in Eforie Sud with, you know, there can be 300-400 people in the audience, and there is a beautiful, actually, wall where you can project, so you can have really very nice experience while enjoying holiday.
And do you have a, when you have these events, which you say you have every single year, do you have a theme? You know, do you pick a particular theme for a year, or is it just, you know, whatever's current?
And now you talk about
Cinemascope.
Cinemascope is actually usually a mixture of, we do usually European showcase, so it's contemporary European movies.
Right.
We do it together again with a local partner who is based on the spot, Eforie Colorat, and we talk together what should be kind of, they have certain part of the season, and we do kind of Cinemascope as a festival in the middle of.
Right, and this happens what, in August? When?
Yeah. Cinemascope is typically first 10 days in August.
Okay, just before it gets too hot.
Yeah, it's kind of
crowded.
It's the peak of the summer season, and the towns on the seaside are full, so it's also best for the culture events.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, because I had a couple of weeks ago, we had David Hughes on, who's working for the British Council. I'm trying to think of what similarities and also differences. The British Council, honestly, it feels a bit formal. It feels a bit like an offshoot of the British Embassy. But you guys, it's different. It's not like that, right?
I think maybe we are more known for being informal, open, quite close to an independent culture scene. So, you know, we can do kind of also if official events, maybe Trio Bohemo is one of the examples.
Right.
But we can also be very grassroots and quite close to local partners, actually from the NGO sphere or somewhere else.
Right. So it's mostly about cultural exchange, not necessarily about education.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's much more about that.
Okay, which makes sense, because the British Council kind of pushes
and
education angle.
If I can say one more thing, you know, British Council, it's English, so it's global language, and that kind of drifts already part of their activities.
Good point.
There are even some people in Romania who learn Czech.
Uh-huh.
But that's a challenge.
Yes.
That's a challenge, I have to admit it. So we have it in portfolio. People can learn Czech in our institute.
Right.
But of course, it's not hundreds of people.
Yeah. But it's there if you want it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. How many people do you get a year who decide to choose to learn it?
Guess. You can guess.
45.
I was just filling it now, so I know. It was 29 last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
29 people. Yeah. Cool. I'm just wondering. Yeah, well, why not? I mean, it's all languages are useful. If you want to go there, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. he's a guy who's been speaking, who's been here 30 years and is still speaking English. I'm not proud, not at all proud of that. Let's move on a piece of music now. You picked various bits of music, but you said you wanted to diversify it and put some, let's say, mainstream, because the rest of it kind of isn't. The National. Tell me about this. What, the National Fake Empire, is there a reason you picked this?
Apart from
the fact that it's good.
It's really for the diversity. Otherwise, we talk a lot about the Czech music, and this was just personal. I liked the National for years, and Fake Empire was a bit random choice. So one of the
songs.
Just
like that. Just one of their tracks comes in quite. Yeah. It's a new one on me, actually. I don't think I've heard this before.
It has 10 years, I think. Yeah, it's older.
I'll have to listen. Every day's a school day. Let's listen. The National Fake Empire.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders, we're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Carrefour prezintă Prin joi înșine la Radio Guerilla, o zi întreagă de muzică românească din Noul Val pe vinuri românești din Noul Val. Deschide un vin românesc la orice ocazie. Carrefour, deschidem vinul românesc pe muzică românească. Acum și cu 25% discount la toată gama, deschidem vinul românesc din aplicația Act for Good by Carrefour.
Sari cu mine, sari și vom cuprinde cerul. Expat Life.
Made in Bucharest, Romania.
Heard all over the world.
Welcome back, Expat Life. Robin, oi falushi. Now, this bit we're going to talk about, we hinted at it earlier, but Czech music in general, because it's Czech music year, right? And we're going to talk about that. The Trio Bohemo, now we mentioned them already and we'll hear from them a little bit later. But who exactly are they?
It's a trio of young artists. It's cello, piano and violin.
Right.
And they are very gifted musicians who kind of combine different kind of genres. It can be classic, it can be more kind of jazzy. And I think in Bucharest and also in Iași, in fact, they are playing more kind of eclectic, kind of multi-genre
right.
Mixture.
Mm-hmm. And because this is I think where the magic happens when you mix up the genres and you don't limit yourself to any particular style of music. You know,
yeah.
When the jazz guys tackle the classics, then it becomes a whole different thing. Or cover versions in general. You know, it's a song you know or a piece of music that you know, but it's done in a style that you haven't heard before. And this is, for me, that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And so they're touring around. They're doing the Iași and also the Bucharest thing.
Yeah, they come actually for two concerts.
And the Iași, I've forgotten the dates. The dates for the Iași Festival?
I think the festival is like 18 to 25, something like this.
Yeah.
And they play on 21st, but the concert is already sold out. So you have to go to Bucharest to see them.
Okay. And that one is on the 26th.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be there. Definitely sold out or not, I'll be at it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, we were talking, but generally, any other Czech musicians coming to visit you? Visit us to... Tell us more.
Yeah, there will be a bit more this year. And I think the idea behind it is, again, that we don't want to just, you know, present or talk about the, you know, famous names and past tradition, which is, of course, also part of it. But we also would like to actually present young artists and kind of fresh energy. So there will be Trio Bohemo, but also... Nicole Boková should come with her quartet
right.
this time in September to Green Hours Festival.
Oh, nice.
But also we would like to cover some club scenes. So we have, for example, electronic music, dance electronic duo Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Bratři.
Yeah.
And we also have one rapper coming to Bucharest and Cluj.
Rapping in Czech language.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah, yeah. I remember the first, it reminds me of a story that back in the 80s, I was in Copenhagen and listening to the radio there. And suddenly I heard this guy who was rapping in Danish. That sounded strange.
I mean, I was also a bit kind of doubting, you know, rapping in Czech, does it make sense? But I mean, a rap is also about the energy and kind of overall feeling. So
it's not only the word, of course, it makes sense if you understand the words, but it's also, like I said, the feeling, the energy, the sounds, the shape of the words, and the way that they interact with the melody and with the beats. That's the thing about rapping, because the lyrics are whatever they are. It's as much about how they sound as words put together than, or more like poetry.
Yeah.
Than as they, you know, actually what it means. You can figure out what it means, I suppose. If I think about Czech music, one name always comes instantly to my head, and it's this. It's Ida Kelárová. Which, this is not exactly a typical example of what she does, because, again, she's very, very versatile. From Brno, I understood. And this was recorded live in the Church of Simon and Jude in Prague. 1997. Album's called A Host, and it's a bunch of international musicians recorded in the church where the acoustics, the quality of the recording is not the best, but the acoustics in this place are so evocative. And everybody's having a great time.
Yeah.
Play that on in the background. So you mentioned the Green Hour, you mentioned the Green Hours Festival, right? Where Nick...
That's kind of planned for Nicole Boková quartet in September.
And when is it? September?
That's usually early September.
Yeah, so you mentioned at Green Hours. It's going to be at Green Hours?
Yeah.
September, okay. I'll check out, check that one out. And the club that you mentioned also, the clubs now, where do you have already venues in mind for this? Or
yeah, that's actually being now discussed. It's we are discussing with control in Bucharest and also with the venue in Cluj. It's still open. It's going to be either May or October for right. both brothers and the rapper Past. Ooh,
nice. Yeah. Okay. What I'd like to do now is probably push things on a little bit, because in the last section, as you just highlighted a point, we want to talk about 5 years here, and we want to spend more than 5 minutes on it. So, should we play some Trio Bohemo? You gave me a piece to play, and I'd like to play the actual piece, Cafe Music.
Yeah.
Now, this was Dragos played the same piece of music, but done by different people. So, the Trio Bohemo, listen to this. This is the energy, and this is amazing.
Thank you. This is Expat Life. You know you want it.
Expat Life.
Next chapter.
Ah, welcome back. Expat Life, Robin. We follow you now. Next chapter. Because sad news, man. You're leaving us. I mean, not right now, but soon.
Yeah, soon. I mean, I still have here work for half a year, but somehow this end after 5 years comes closer.
Yeah, doesn't it? So let's spend. We got about 5 minutes, right? So can we put your last 5 years into 5 minutes? Your first impressions when you arrived.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I was just looking forward because, you know, anyway, I was coming here before with my wife to visit family, so I was here regularly. And I think I was just enthusiastic and, curious about what will happen.
Just for the listeners' benefit, you fall into what I would say is the vast majority of guests on this show, which is you are a foreigner, but with a Romanian wife.
That's true. And we met in Prague. So
all right.
That's a bit atypical. So correct. We got 5 years in Prague and then we have 5 years in Bucharest. So it's fair.
Okay. So you're going to flip-flop backwards and forwards. And now, so tell me, where do you go? Are you're leaving this... I guess your mandate is up, right? So you're still, it's not that you've got a new thing to do, but your work here is done, let's say. So they're sending you home.
Yeah, we actually have mandate for 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
For me, it's going to be 5 years in summer. So after summer in August, we are leaving back to Prague.
To do what?
Actually, that's open. Actually, I'm still busy enough, be in the work or the family, so I'm kind of thinking rather slowly, but I don't know what will happen next. It's really open,
okay.
And I like it.
Yeah, and I guess the family life's going to get a little bit busier, isn't it, in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's true. We are expecting another kid in a few weeks. So I also thought that it's important with kind of two under two when we come back to Czech Republic to first settle down and then being a bit more serious about what's next job-wise.
I forgot to say this when you mentioned the first child and now you've got the second one. You have to have a...
Congratulations and celebrations.
And sleepless nights.
Thank you. I hope it's not going to be on 26th. That's my only hope.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Otherwise, now you'll have a dilemma. What do I do?
Yeah. I think it's quite clear.
Yes, it's very clear. I think your orders have been given. Yep. So let's think about this. In your 5 years that you've been here, or 4.5 for now, let's say, what's your highlight? The thing that you went... I've achieved that. Yes.
I think I love Romanian mountains. I loved it before, and I just enjoy it so much to be out there in the mountains. And yeah, that's kind of one thing. And I really like the diversity of the country. I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say a professional highlight.
Professional highlight. It's kind of hard to say because we do so many things, but I mean, one thing I'm really happy about is the tradition of the Cinemascope Festival at the seaside, what we did and how we went over the past 5 years.
Right, nice, and that obviously these things are going to continue after you've gone.
Yeah, it should.
And nice. I'm going to check out the cinema. I never had a chance. Usually in August, you say early August. Busy time for us, but we're usually just a little bit further down the coast. I have no excuse not to try it.
Yeah, no, but I mean, what's important to say, we started as a kind of 1 week, 10-day festival, but nowadays it's actually, since it's really based in Eforie, also with Eforie Colorado, you have the program there from beginning July till beginning September, so it's not just a few days. It's really kind of cultural hub working the whole summer.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Puts Eforie properly on the cultural map.
Yeah, Eforie Sud.
Let's not get it wrong. It's Sud. Eforie Sud. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that Nord place, do we? Very nice, though it is, right? But it's just not, if you go to the Nord, you're in the wrong place because you won't see the events. I'm rambling. We have to go, you know, the time is up. We're going to miss you, man. We really are. But I guess in 5 years you'll be back again, though.
I still cannot believe that those 5 years went so fast, and then this show was so fast. Yeah. So it's already, it's gone.
Boom. Oh. It's over.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
The last piece of music, though. Thank you for coming along and updating us on the story. And maybe after, you'll be back again, even from Prague, I will dial you in and we'll have a chat to see how you're getting used to living, you know, home. Maria Raducanu. Now, you wanted to, you mentioned that this is a voice you will take away with you. Tell me, what is it about Maria Raducanu?
No, I mean, again, what's very nice for our job is that not only that we present our countries, but we kind of dig into also local culture, and we actually meet so many nice artists, people, influences, and so on. And simply, Maria Raducanu, again, it's connected for me to Green Hours, and it's one of the voices, beautiful voices, which I think will stay with me. So that's why we chose her.
It is such a voice. And you mentioning maybe Christina or other tracks. Christina, marvelous thing, but everybody knows that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I heard in Green Hours, Maria Raducanu sang the thing I'm about to play, which is originally by Christian Vasile. It was recorded in 1938. Yeah. And when I heard Maria Raducanu sing this song, it was so unbelievably beautiful that I literally burst into floods of tears. I couldn't stop myself because it is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Listen to this, Maria Raducanu with Stinge Lampa. Thank you very much, Robin Uifelushi.
Thank you.
Nice story, beautifully told. This has been Expat Life.
Noaptea șterne somnul ca un val de nea și un pit palac cântă undeva. Ceasul din perete bate obosit cu tic-tacul lui prăbușit. Într-o colivie un canar moțat, capul-n aripioare și-a culcat. Iar pe-o floare-n glastră și-a de neclintit, un mic fluture a dormit. Nu mai tu veghezi și vieții tăi, scump ochișor, luptă sub povara genelor. Stinge lampa de cer stelele, s-or aprinde pentru tine ca mărcelele. Stinge lampa și-n odaia ta, luna toată în argint te scălda. Închide ochii surzând și adormi cu mine în gând. Stinge lampa, îngerașule, somnușor, somnușor, puișor. Cu tic-tacul lui prăbușit. Într-o colivie un canar moțat, capul arivioară și-a culcat. Iar pe floare-n glastră și-a de neclintit, un mic fluture a dormit. Stinge lampa pe cer stele, sora prinde pentru tine ca mărcelele. Stinge lampa și-n odaia ta, luna toată-n argint te scălda. Închide ochii surzând și adorim cu mine. Ce lampă, îngerașule, somn ușor, somn ușor, puișor.
Expat Life.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Ce da, then?
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.